This is hugely disappointing. In fact, it's heartbreaking, particularly for all of those who have campaigned very strongly, all of those families involved who have put so much time and effort into it, despite dealing with their own grief and their own loss. But they believe that this is the way to ensure that no other family goes through what they have gone through. And I think that's something that we all should reflect on, because the judge, indeed, in giving his judgment today, reflected on how this decision will cause anguish and heartbreak for all of those families. As I've also said, this is a very detailed judgment, and I think it will take some time for both myself and my officials and legal team to go through the detail of that, to look at what the implications are and how we chart a way forward. Because, as I've said, this road needs to be built. We cannot allow any more lives to be lost, and I am determined that we do find a solution and we do find a way forward, as I think that lives are too important, and I don't want any other family going through what those families have experienced.
Mr. Durkin.
Will the Minister, along with her executive colleagues, prepare emergency amending legislation to clarify the relevant section or sections of the Climate Change Act, an act that in its entirety was voted through by all in this House, preserving its core purpose, but clarifying that it cannot be used to block action necessary to save life? Or has she another plan B?
Well, again, as I've said, I mean, I want to see a solution to this. We need to act in the immediacy, but it's important that we do this very, very thoroughly. This is a very detailed decision. The implications of that, we don't know at this stage, because I think it was maybe less than 3 hours ago that we got the judgment. So I think it would be remiss of me to start saying I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that without considering that in great detail. And I will be engaging with my legal team and officials on that in a very thorough manner, because, as I've said, this is the third time that there's been a legal challenge in relation to this road. Families are tired. Families want to see this built. And that's my priority at the front of this. So I think as we chart through that and as we work our way through the judgment that the judge has provided today, we will be in a better position to make comment on that.